September 27, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The Goal of Renunciation. Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. Luke 9:57. Our Lord's attitude to this man is one of severe discouragement, because he knew what was in man. We would have said, fancy losing the opportunity of winning that man. Fancy bringing about him a north wind that froze him and turned him away discouraged. Never apologize for your Lord. The words of the Lord hurt and offend until there is nothing left to hurt or offend. Jesus Christ has no tenderness whatever for anything that is ultimately going to ruin a man in the service of God. Our Lord's answers are based not on caprice, but on a knowledge of what is in man. If the Spirit of God brings to your mind a word of the Lord that hurts you, you may be sure that there is something he wants to hurt to death. Verse 58, these words knock the heart out of serving Jesus Christ, as it is pleasing to me. The rigor of rejection leaves nothing but my Lord and myself and a forlorn hope. Let the hundredfold come or go, your lodestone must be your relationship to me, and I have nowhere to lay my head. Verse 59, this man did not want to disappoint Jesus, nor to hurt his father. We put sensitive loyalty to relatives in place of loyalty to Jesus Christ, and Jesus has to take the last place. In a conflict of loyalty, obey Jesus Christ at all costs. Verse 61, the one who says, yes, Lord, but, is the one who is fiercely ready, but never goes. This man had one or two reservations. The exacting call of Jesus Christ has no margin of goodbyes, because goodbye, as it is often used, is pagan, not Christian. But once the call of God comes, begin to go, and never stop going. That's the end of Oswald's text. Interestingly, as we move in our relationship for God and our service for God, we often get carried away the glory of the activity. Jesus is not looking for service for God. Jesus is looking for a total abandon to God. The words of our Lord are often difficult for us and many times difficult for others. And there's not to be an apology for truth. There's not to be an apology for the absolute desire and purpose of God. If you really are willing to go and do and be what God calls you to be, there will be no reservation. If there are reservations, it is because you are not willing to let Christ take the lead, but prefer to maintain the lead yourself.